Graham, Australia got it ass backwards, not a gun control problem, they allowed ISIS to come in. By Jeff Poor on December 16, 2025. Monday, during an appearance on FNC's Hannity, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, reacted to the apparent terrorist attack in Sydney, declaring that the United States was at war with radical Islam, adding that calls for more so-called gun control was not a solution. "I'm just beyond almost words," he said. The female officer said this attack was people associated with a terrorist group, not a religion. "Bullshit. We're fighting radical Islam. There's a form of Islam out there that requires the people who practice it to kill all the Jews, to kill us as Christians, and to purify Islam. We're in a religious war with radical Islam, no matter what the lady said." Graham continued, "Gun control is not the answer in fighting ISIS. That doesn't get you anything but dead. ISIS is a terrorist group that was kicked out by Al-Qaeda because they're too crazy for Al-Qaeda." The Prime Minister of Israel called the Prime Minister of Australia and said, "If you recognize a Palestinian state after October 7th, you will be giving credibility to the idea that killing Jews is a good thing because you get rewarded." And Bibi told the Prime Minister, "If you recognize a Palestinian state after October 7th, then you're going to put the Jews of Australia in harm's way." And he did it anyway. Gun control is not the answer. "Obama and Biden have a lot to do with this," he said. "I blame the terrorist, but Obama allowed ISIS to come about when he withdrew from Iraq. Trump destroyed the caliphate, killed Soleimani, and got out of the Iran nuclear deal. And the dumbass Biden, the biggest dumbass on the planet, withdrew from Afghanistan, obliterated our borders, and rejoined the Iran nuclear agreement, making the Ayatollah flush with cash. And you're wondering what we're dealing with. Trump had him in the box. He killed Soleimani, the chief architect of terrorism in Iran. He destroyed the caliphate. He had them in the box. We had the Abraham Accords where people were recognizing Israel. And dumbass Biden comes along and tears it all up." Graham added, "And now we're fighting these bastards again. We're at war with radical Islam at home and abroad. They went to the Philippines, you think, on vacation? Philippines ISIS is an affiliate of ISIS. In 2016, ISIS Philippines was recognized by ISIS as being their affiliate. In 2018, we recognized ISIS Philippines as being a foreign terrorist organization. I bet you everything I own, these two bastards went to the Philippines to meet with their ISIS brothers who have an enclave, a safe haven in the second largest island in the Philippines called Mindanao. It is a safe haven for ISIS. We've let this build and done nothing about it," he continued. "What Trump has done is the right way. You kill these guys over there so they don't come here. You go after leaders. They can't have a minute's peace. You make peace between Muslims who don't want to kill you and people who, and you fight the ones that do. So, Australia's got it ass backwards. It's not a gun control problem, folks. You've allowed ISIS to come in your country, and never once tonight did you promise the Australian people, you're going to hunt these cells down and kill them all. You never said tonight, we're going to go to the Philippines and see if they had anything to do with it." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.